Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You hear that? Your dog knows spring is coming sooner than you think. Dog walks, dog parks, playing fetch, all the stuff your dog loves to do with you. But the warmer weather also means that fleas and ticks are coming back. Fleas and ticks are in the grass, in the woods, and even on their dog friends. Fleas are an itchy nuisance, can easily get into your home, furniture, and beds, which can be terrible. Ticks are even worse. They're hard to spot, but can carry disease and get your dog really sick. PetMeds has your furry friend protected with the best products to prevent flea and ticks all year long. PetMeds pharmacists connect directly with your vet to save you time and deliver the best products for your pet. PetMeds offers low prices on all flea and tick meds, including NexGard, Simparica, and more. And PetMeds AutoShip helps you save even more with additional discounts on regular shipments of PetMeds, dog food, and other high-quality supplies. So get ready for all the spring fun now. Visit PetMeds.com and use promo code PODCAST to save 40% on your first auto ship order. That's PetMeds.com and promo code PODCAST.
Hello, beautiful people. Dave here. I'm happy to see you once again in an episode of the Rise Together podcast. I am even more excited, though, to introduce you to a new podcast in that Heidi and I, as in Heidi Lane, Heidi Powell, Heidi and I are going to be hosting a podcast every week called Squirrel. As in squirrel? Yes, we are distracted often in our podcast about random things and have a podcast about more random things. But we have decided that we will together have a weekly conversation about nothing and everything. And this conversation today is an attempt to give you a glimpse at what you might expect in this conversation ahead. Is it a tips about relationship podcast? No, indeed, it is not. Is it an expert's guide to living a full life? No, in fact, it is not. It, in fact, is two human beings who happen to really enjoy spending time with each other, having fun, being together, and nothing more than that. So, if you are interested in spending some time with Heidi and I, well, good news. I'm going to give you a little taste of what that might feel like in today's episode. But also, I want to encourage you to consider subscribing to our podcast when it becomes available in the days ahead. For now, sit back, relax, and enjoy a podcast about nothing between two people who get distracted often by things like a squirrel. Enjoy. What would the world look like if we all pushed ourselves to have candid conversations with people who didn't look like us, think like us, or live like us? I'm Dave Hollis, and I'm on a mission to learn more about this world by meeting more of the people who live here. You may not always agree with everything you hear, but I guarantee you'll come away more informed on topics you might never have thought to seek out before. This isn't just a podcast, it's a community. And when we raise each other up, we all rise together. All right, we're recording.
Is it actually recording? That's what I want to know.
It's actually recording. I mean, we have made the mistake previously of not actually recording, but now I double check to make sure that we're recording. We're driving to the airport.
This is where most of these podcasts are going to happen.
As is the case. We have a window around 45 minutes each time. Why not fill the time with a little podcast with my lady?
Exactly.
You're beautiful. Number
You're handsome.
One. Thank you very much. I appreciate you.
Do you like my knees?
I love your knees. Heidi is, in fact, wearing a knee-revealing pair of jeans with a hat backwards on the way to the airport.
Which is what won you over on day one.
100% what won me over on day one, the knee.
exposed.
Just
letting
a
me know.
Torn patch
Hello.
On the knee.
Hello, knee. You know what I appreciate about this trip?
What?
It was not planned.
Oh.
I left Heidi's house on Saturday because yes. my children were returning home. I do exchanges on Saturday evenings, and I got off the plane and was at home for maybe 2 hours.
Yes.
And Heidi sent me a text and said, "Why didn't I fly back with you?"
And then he said, "I don't know. Let's get you a ticket."
Let's
and then
go.
I didn't say anything until there was a flight taking off 2 hours later. I quickly bought the ticket. I got ready real fast. I got in the car. And then you shot me a text 45 minutes later saying, "Hey, what are you doing right now?
What's going on?"
And I said, "I'm driving to you."
And I thought you were kidding.
Did
and
you?
Then because we share location with each other, I looked to see where you were and you were at the freaking airport.
I was.
And I was like, "What? Yes. This is amazing."
We actually just got a question this morning about who is the planner or like, how do you plan daily,
oh
weekly,
my goodness.
Monthly or never? And this was so great for you because I am the planner.
You are the planner. You are way in advance. Let's look at the calendar like 6 weeks in advance. Make sure we know exactly what's happening so that we know who's seeing who has kids, who's going to be where we're going to like go on this day or that day. And I have been the most spontaneous that I've ever been in my entire life, which can sometimes be a rub.
It's hard because we have 8 kids.
It's a lot of kids.
And all of our kids are in different sports and activities, and we are present parents that and we want to be at their things. And we have exes that have their own lives that we have to be respectful and conscientious of.
True, true.
And then we both have like 3 different careers, like different things that they're to me. I actually had said at one point, I'm like, okay, if we can't plan, I don't think a relationship's possible from 973 miles away.
No, I know. I know. And the thing is, like, I am trying to relearn a muscle.
You're just so go with the flow.
I am so go with the flow. I mean, I explained this when we did our live this morning. Like, I had in the divorce, since I had a conceit that I in some ways controlled or knew what was going to happen with the rest of my life. When all of a sudden that didn't happen, I became far more go with the flow.
But were you go with the flow before? Like if I had Rachel in the back seat right now and I said, "Rachel,
yeah,
is Dave go with the flow or is he a planner?" What would she say?
I've definitely tended to be more go with the flow in my life. It's not like I had like a wholesale change in who I am, but we were more intentional in planning than I have been in the last 18 months. And part of it is because I've like just talked about it. Like I've just said yes to stuff with you or opportunities in challenging myself physically or trying to do something fun adventure-wise or whatever it might be that is somewhat a departure from like a normal everyday version of who I might have been before.
Yeah, true.
And so I don't know. I think there's part of it too. Like I, with the way that Southwest works or the way that even like the chaos of our lives ends up being, part of it is like planning in advance is great. And also things change so much so often that I've tended to just be like, "Oh, we'll figure it out when we figure it out. It's okay."
But that can
be frustrating for you.
Well,
and for
okay.
me too. I get it. It's frustrating, I think, for both of us.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I mean, I just like a base plan. Like, if you'll notice, like, I am okay with things changing after we have a base plan slash awareness slash recognition of what the lay of the land looks like, right? Yeah. So I like an overall lay of the land a few months in advance. I do.
Yeah.
At least, and then I like 1 month in advance, we kind of know who's traveling where. And then I can make, we can make quick daily, you know, oh, shoot, we probably should come to Texas instead of Arizona because of XYZ. And that stuff isn't as hard.
Yeah.
But I think also in regard to you and Rachel, you had 20 years, right? Of, you had a family, you built a family together. So it makes sense that it would be more, you were more in a routine or a regimented like schedule. You guys scheduled together. Where for us, we started as friends and then turned to dating. And so we are learn, you're probably learning.
Yeah.
What I, and there are times where I'm like, well, we're not married, so I guess we don't have to.
Well, I think here's one of the interesting things, too. You are a year further away from divorce.
Yes.
And also have had experience in blending families in a way that I'm still learning a little bit of how.
Yes, like with Chris. Are you saying when Chris entered my life, blending families?
Yeah, when Chris entered your life, you already had something in the transition from Derek that had you having to be considerate about who has kids on which days and how do we coordinate schedules. And I mean, I feel like, man, I've figured out so many more things about what it means to have a co-parenting relationship and a blended family and all that, but, or not even blended family, but just like trying to work on the consideration of what her schedule, my schedule, the needs of the kids, the activities of the kids, all those things. And I don't know, like I didn't have it figured out certainly at the beginning. And I think I'm just finally getting to a place where we're even, she and I, Rachel and I, are like having longer term conversations because there have been, I think, more things, especially inside of the pandemic, that have been opportunities that show up at the very last minute as opposed to having them sit on the calendar further in advance. At least that's the way it seems. Maybe I'm telling myself a story to justify being a little more go with the flow.
No, you're actually right. Because I think had you and I met when a pandemic was not happening, I think it would have been harder to get to where we are. But because most of the world had stopped, right? It did make travel feel very easy, right? Safe travel, of course.
Yeah.
But it did make it feel easy because there was nothing else going on. We weren't planning.
Yeah.
Media appearances or work trip. There was nothing else
happening. Speaking
in
person.
Nothing.
Yeah.
So I do think you're right. Chris would say, if he was in the backseat, he would say, I am the planner.
Yeah.
Of all planners.
Well, I think part of it too, and this, again, we talked about this morning, like, I don't want to come off as apathetic, indifferent, or codependent necessarily. And yet, I tend to be a little more, what do you think? You know, like, because I can kind of go either way, and I am in a go with the flow kind of mentality. I think I do find myself as someone who's like, you know, apples or bananas, whichever, don't matter to me. I'll eat either. They're both fruit, you know? And so, like, when it comes to scheduling or when it comes to, like, what we're going to do planning-wise with a YouTube shoot or a this or that, like, whatever. We'll figure it out.
Am I like that?
No. And that's not a bad thing. The reality, though, is, like, Rachel in our relationship was far more the planner, and I was far more the go with the flow.
I think you need a little bit of both. And the reality is I just need a minute. Like, I need a minute with whatever change is being thrown at me, and I might need to, like, be frustrated for a second. But after I'm done being frustrated for a second, I can see the other side. I'm good with it, right?
Yep.
But, like, I am an expectations person, and you know this about me.
Yeah.
Like, I like to understand and see plan A, B, and C. Okay, if this, then what? If this, then what? And so if a scenario that I didn't plan on or didn't even enter my mind happens, I'm like not super thrilled about it for a second.
Hey, the only time people get upset when they get surprised.
Unmet expectations.
Unmet expectations. I want to, like, I'm truly, as a expectations manager in my entire life, whether it was business or personal, not interested in surprise necessarily. And what I've come to realize is certainly in our relationship, especially with the distance and how many moving pieces there are with exes and kids, a go with the flow, last minute kind of scheduling thing can be a surprise. And so it's like, all right, if I have, if there's a catalyst in anything to think a little bit about longer term planning, not surprising is part of it. So
yeah,
I gotta keep figuring out how to like figure out at least a month in advance. Goodness gracious.
Well, here's the thing. There are major pros to the way that you are. For example, last week, I was supposed to come to you on Wednesday. I was getting my hair done. That's not what I do for work every day, everybody.
I love when you get your hair done.
A hair appointment. And I was going to be flying to you Wednesday. Well, I had just come back from you the previous Monday, 2 days prior.
Yep.
And for the first time in a year, I actually called you that day and said, I don't know if I can get on another flight. Like, I have traveled so much.
Yep.
I have had kids. I was exhausted. And you were so fast to be like, okay, I'll come to you.
Yeah.
And it wasn't even a thought. And trust me, I haven't even admitted this to you yet, but I've thought about it. I'm like, if it were the opposite and you were to be like, I can't get on a flight to come see you, I would have been like, wait, why? wait, what? You can't get on a flight to come see me? You know what I mean? I would. And so I appreciate, but I'm also much more of a planner.
I love the self-awareness moment. This is beautiful.
This is an apology, a real life apology for...
I'm going to replay this if this ever happens again. This is such a beautiful moment. Thank you.
You were so great. And then you flew back. It's like, and then I randomly, 4 hours after you left, got on a flight to come see you again. So it's just, I'm a girl.
You never know.
I got emotions and hormones pumping through me.
Oh, they're good. They're good. They create goodness.
But if it were flip-flopped, I'd be like, he is crazy.
Yeah.
Picture that super soft t-shirt you love sleeping in. The one that gets softer and softer the more you wear it. Now you can bring that same lived-in softness to your entire bed with Signature Vintage Wash Sheets from Boll & Branch. This all-new collection is even softer than your favorite t-shirt, with a distinctly relaxed look and feel for your best night's sleep. Just like all Boll & Branch bedding, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets start with the highest quality, 100% organic cotton. The lived-in feel comes from a small batch washing process, creating a level of softness you've never felt before. And it's not just the feel. Boll & Branch mastered the laid-back aesthetic using a special technique that creates the well-loved look you'll find with vintage jeans. And true to the Boll & Branch hallmark, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets get softer and softer with every wash. Right now, you can get 15% off your first order with promo code ODYSSEY and save on their most relaxing sheets. So head to BollAndBranch.com today. That's B-O-L-L and Branch.com.
I, this week, have... this trip to Nashville, and it's funny because it...
Do you remember planning Nashville? Do you remember when I found out about it?
I do remember because I very much said, hey, I want you to be part of this. It'd be amazing to go and do this trip with you. We're going to see a bunch of people in Nashville individually who have patios, and we're going to have a patio of peace conversation with each.
And Heidi, I can't wait for you to do this with me.
And then since it came up on a marketing call, I just didn't give a ton of thought to it. I just figured it was being scheduled by this person that supports the two of us. And there was no scheduling. I did not take the ball, and I have to take responsibility for that. And so when a month ago, we're standing in front of a couple of people who happened to be from Nashville. I was like, oh my goodness, I'm coming to Nashville on the 18th. I'm so excited.
And I turned to him and said, wait, what?
You're going where?
For what? And he said, yeah, it's in our calendar because we share a calendar. And I'm like, wait, like the trip you said you wanted me there for?
Yeah, that trip. That trip that we're going to Nashville together. And I thought nothing of it. And you did. You thought something of it. You were like, why didn't you, make a more intentional effort to make me feel included. And I was like, oh, I just assumed that you'd be there.
Just ran, like, poof. Like, I just, but like, see, that's the planning difference. Like, Dave just assumes, like, I'll just figure it out. I'll read his mind.
We'll figure
and,
it
like,
out.
I'll be there.
Yeah. Like, we'll have our shared human figure it out.
You also are like a, you would on the, say, 17th, be like, oh, let's get you a ticket. It's tomorrow.
Yeah.
And I'd be like, I just planned through November. Yeah. And you're telling me to get a ticket for tomorrow.
No, I know. And by the way, like, I appreciate there's ridiculousness in my thinking. It's it and the conversation, it feels selfish, right? Like, oh, you think that I don't already have a bunch of obligations on my calendar in a way that it makes me immediately available for a 24-hour later trip to Nashville. Like, no, that's not what I mean. I had made assumptions, and assumptions are bad assumptions. But the thing with this trip, it's also one of these things where it came up as an idea on a call. It then came together with a variety of text messages to these amazing people that I've created friendships with that happen to each live in Nashville. But it really didn't like totally solidify itself until 8 days before we're leaving for the trip. And that is pretty much in line with the way that I've kind of approached
everything.
You know, it's like I'm thinking about we're going to go do a book tour. And I'm like, what's going to happen around the book tour? I don't know. I mean, like I'm 90 days away. I haven't figured it out yet.
I'm worried about November 6th. You putting like a physique show on the calendar, because I'm like, man, he's going to be like making his weekly calendar on October 31st.
Yeah.
Like that's pre-planning for you. I get a little bit nervous.
I know. I got to sit down. I need some pre-planning discipline. I need some, like, I got to figure out like a routine around it. Like, is it, cause there was a time way back in the day where Sunday nights were a night where we would sit down and like do the coming
calendar.
Week,
yeah.
Like the calendar, right? And that was when like meal prepping would happen and who's going to take the kids where, whatever. And I haven't really done it at all since the divorce, because there wasn't a negotiation of who's doing what with whom. It's, oh, if the kids are with me, it's on me.
Yeah.
When it comes to meal planning, it's just been a thing that I'm doing every day. It's, you know, like, so it's just, it's felt in a little bit different, but this isn't even about planning your week or front loading your week on a Sunday. This is like, all right, I got to figure out what's happening between now and the end of the year, and we're in mid-August.
So wait, you're saying I plan too far in advance?
No, I'm saying I need to start planning further in advance, and I like my brain can't even contemplate what am I going to be doing in December.
I think we do a really good job.
We do a great job.
We're different in great ways, because I think if we were both Type A personality planners,
we would bump heads so hard if we were both trying to control planning.
No.
Oh,
yeah. And you are
gracious.
So great and so patient with me, and I'm so patient with you.
Oh, we are. I think both ways.
I am.
I agree. I totally agree.
And I think it's actually cute. I laugh at your lack of planning ability.
I'm glad that we can laugh about it.
Right now.
Right
we're laughing
now.
Right now.
Right now.
What else do we want to talk about, Dave?
We could talk about literally anything. I mean, when am I going to see you next? That's, I mean, like that, an up-in-the-air thing in real time.
It is, because Nashville is next. And while I do have tickets now, I might not be able to go.
I know.
I had a family thing that came up, and I'm not quite sure when it's going to land. So I might not.
We're playing it by ear a little bit.
Saturday, and even Saturday, I might not be able to see you then.
Oh, I can't even talk about it.
No.
I cannot.
I think I'll be there Sunday through Wednesday.
All right. Are we maybe not going to be able to go to Milwaukee?
We might not. I mean, a lot of it depends on when this family thing lands, because a lot of it's out of our control.
Yeah.
It's an extended family thing. Very, very important.
Yeah.
And Dave knows I am a family first.
100%. Oh, by the way, like I am 1,000% supportive of this. It's a strange thing, because as much as there is distance, we have found a way to see each other. I mean, like if 3 days have gone by, there's usually someone who has found a way, because of the way the kids go back and forth as they do, to come one way or the other. It's Monday. The idea of not seeing you till Saturday. What will I do?
Yeah,
what in the world?
Well, here's the good news. If the family thing lands on Saturday, Sunday, Monday of next week, I'll be able to come to Nashville with you.
There you go.
That's the good part.
Oh, I see.
You know?
Oh,
Does that make sense?
It makes sense.
Yeah.
All right. I'm excited next week.
We're getting close to the airport.
I know.
But I think one of these days we have to do a podcast on parenting styles.
Oh my goodness.
Because we get a lot of questions on that.
We do.
And there are some differences and some compromises, but differences in a way that are great for both of us.
Maybe we do that. Maybe let's do that next time I pick you up at the airport.
Okay.
I'll leave the podcast mic in the car.
Yeah. Now we have a podcast mic in both cars, in mine and Dave's.
It's amazing. It's like 40, it's like basically the same amount of drive time from the Phoenix airport to your house and from the Austin airport to my house. So, you know.
And do you know Dave picks me up and drops me off every single time I land?
And you pick me up or drop me off every single time I land?
I mean,
like, we're good.
It's a big deal.
We're good in that respect.
Is it recording?
Oh, it's still recording. Oh, yeah. I want to make sure, you know, now that we're at the end of our conversation. Are you excited about our trip that starts on Sunday?
I am very excited about the trip that starts on Sunday. Number one, I've never been to Napa.
Yeah.
So I think that's going to be a great trip. Number two, I'm excited to be surrounded by people that are so much further along than I am in my career.
Right?
And that think differently. And seem like, I mean, I know a handful of them. It's funny. We have very similar
circles.
Yeah.
I know.
A lot of overlap.
We are going to a mastermind, and it's just this opportunity for, I don't know, 20, 25 of us to spend a few days detached from regularly scheduled programming to encourage each other and challenge each other and support each other and share wins, but also the breakthroughs that came from defeats in the last year. And so I'm super, super excited about it. I'm not that excited about agreeing to go up in a hot air balloon at 5 a.m. on Tuesday morning.
Oh, my gosh. I know. But we're going to do it. We're going to conquer our fears.
That
is scary. Do all of us fit in one hot air balloon? That I do not know.
That does not sound like a good idea, literally at all.
But I mean, think of how big those things are. I wonder how many people.
If I'm going to throw up, I'd like to do it just in front of you and not a bunch of people that I admire. All right. We've reached the drop-off, the departures area of the Austin airport. Short conversation. That's okay. We'll start earlier.
I'm going to miss you. This is what happens.
I'm going to miss you,
too.
Now
I start deciding if I should take a later flight. This is actually what happens when we pull into, which has happened a couple times.
We have one time gotten to the departure area. I got out of the car to get the bag out of the car, came back to the car.
I cried.
Heidi's still in the car, cried, got the bag back in the car, left the airport, came back to the airport the following day.
True story.
True story.
I got to go. I got to go home. I got kids waiting for
you
me.
You
got
to go home. Yep. I'm going to drive back and hit a podcast. And then I got coaching tonight.
Oh.
I'm excited. Love you.
I love you too.
All right. Have a safe trip home. Until next time.
Bye.
Bye. Rise Together is hosted by me, Dave Hollis. This show is edited by Andrew Weller, with production support by Sterling Coates. Cameron Berkman is our executive producer. Rise Together is a product of The Hollis Company.